Marsha Blackburn, "The World Is Becoming a Danger Zone Under Biden's Weak Leadership," by Hannah Blow on August 30, 2021. The world is becoming a danger zone under President Biden's weak leadership, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, declared on Monday. She spoke as the U.S. continues to evacuate Americans ahead of the Taliban-approved August 31 deadline, days after a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport killed over 100 individuals, including 13 U.S. service members. "The world is fast becoming a danger zone under the weak leadership of Joe Biden," Blackburn warned as the August 31 deadline swiftly approaches. In another post, the Tennessee Republican explained the U.S. lost its substantial leverage over the Taliban the day the Biden administration handed over Bagram Airfield, U.S. intel, and over $80 billion in military equipment. She also posed a question: who is calling the shots in the Biden administration? Obviously, it is not at POTUS. Notably, during a discussion on Breitbart News Saturday, Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle and Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, observed that many of the officials surrounding Biden today are the same officials who helped make horrendous foreign policy decisions during former President Obama's administration. Here's the bottom line: the same team that is around Biden is the same team that was around Obama. He, Waltz, said, referencing that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in charge, who was the military commander of Central Command in charge of the Middle East, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who served as chief of staff and was a longtime protege of Hillary. All of them, with the exception of Austin, were deputies of Susan Rice, who I'm convinced is working in the background. I see her fingerprints on all of this stuff, Waltz said. So it is all the same band of liberal academics who have not a speck of Middle East dirt under their fingernails making all the same mistakes, he said, noting they were not just responsible for Benghazi, but other major foreign policy failures as well. They were responsible for the Iran deal. They were responsible for yanking us out of Iraq way too soon that led to the rise of ISIS and the caliphate that launched attacks all over the world. We could just keep going down the list of horrific mistakes. The Florida Republican, the first Green Beret to serve in Congress, added. Waltz, who led his Special Forces unit in search for deserter Bo Bergdahl, also noted that two of the terrorists traded for Bergdahl are now in charge in Afghanistan. The Biden administration also came under sharp scrutiny after it was revealed that Biden officials gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies in the region. "The Biden administration has hit new lows every day," Blackburn said. "Giving U.S. intel to a terrorist organization was beyond thinkable."